extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella with our Block Club Chicago report. I'm so glad you are digging into root beer. Because I love my root beer, and this is a great story out of McKinley Park. Fill us in here, Jen.
Yes, good morning, Bob. Filbert's old-time root beer has been making root beer for more than 100 years. This business was family-owned back then, and during the Prohibition, it took off in McKinley Park, and it survived the advent of, you know, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, taking over all the other smaller drink brands. And they are still bottling it in this old 1920s bottle machine down at 35th and Ashland. Ron Filbert, still the last name, is making the root beer. The recipe is still a secret. And they've survived by being really small and nimble. They actually, a few years ago, they couldn't get glass bottles. It was so hard to get glass bottles because everyone who was bottling soda was using plastic bottles. So they bought an old bottle company that also was on the south side of Chicago. And the bottle company came with a guy named Dennis, who still works for Filbert's. And our reporter, Mac Lederman, went there with them. And you should really read our story at blockclubchicago.org. It is just a wonderful family story. They're surviving by basically 300 longtime accounts. So they send the root beer to various pizza pub places, taverns, bars that still carry it. But they're, you know, just still hanging on. And it's very small and family run. And Ron Filbert doesn't have any heirs at this point. So get it while you can.
Filbert, love it. 3430 South Ashland Avenue. In Andersonville, there is a very popular stationery shop that's on the move. Tell us about it.
It is. This is crazy. Every time I go up to Andersonville, I'm like, what are people lining up for? There's this little shop at 1480 West Berwyn, and there's always a line outside. It could be, you know, a Tuesday afternoon and there's a line. It's because this stationery shop is so popular. It's called Paper and Pencil. People travel there from all over the Midwest. It's gotten hugely popular on TikTok. And people just looking for analog hobbies. So they're looking for new journals, pens, stationery, and they will travel because this shop has a really wide variety of stuff that you can't find online that's often sold out. So they are opening a larger storefront down at 5208 North Clark Street. So it'll be off that little side street and onto a bigger location on Clark, which will hopefully be able to hold more people since it is the most lit stationery store I've ever seen.
Got to check that place out. And finally, tell us about the bar opening in Lakeview.
Yeah, so a few years ago, I remember probably hopping on your show and talking about how a lot of lesbian bars have vanished in Chicago and nationally, bars run by queer women. That has really turned around in Chicago, and that's thanks a lot to Whitney Lamora and Zoe Schur. They're a couple that opened Dorothy in Westtown a few years ago, and they just opened Fathom up at 1622 West Belmont Avenue. It is a new cocktail bar catering to the LGBTQ plus community. It's meant to be very chill neighborhood bar. They're going to also have events like book clubs and other speaking events and things like that. They are really turning up the bringing more options for LGBTQ Chicagoans to the city after many years of closures.
Okay, Jen, will Filbert's root beer be delivered to the studio here? Can we arrange that? I'm still thinking about
let's
story.
Let's call Ron and see if we can make it happen. I think Mac can probably give him a call.
Yeah, I think the last time I had Filbert's was at Barnaby's Pizza. They have that there. So, you know what? I would urge people to support Filbert's Root Beer. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thanks, Jen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.